in my ministerial role to call for prayer, call for the end.
My name is Bill Massey. I'm from the Answer Coalition. I'm here as a veteran of the Korean War. I've also been in the civil rights movement and did jail time with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I find that the city's actions are completely outrageous and against anything that is constitutionally right. There is no legal right for the city to not allow us to demonstrate. The Constitution allows the right of free speech and free assembly. It also allows the right of a free press. We have been threatened with arrest if we hold this news conference. We are holding it. We will stand up for our rights. If it means going to jail, we will go to jail, but we will be back out and on the streets, and we will continue this struggle until we win. Thank you. We have seen in past unjust wars, that when the authorities see the tide turning against them, that they respond with attacks on civil liberties, and that is precisely what we are seeing here today. The city of Chicago is clamping down on free speech because people are turning against this war.
Where's the Supreme Court?
Police are surrounding the people in the press conference.
Let them go! 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 Let them go!
This is the peaceful rally. We come today calling for justice, calling for an end to the war. We ask that you do not act violently, but prayerfully. And let us now, those of you that will, ask you that you're praying. Dear God, we come at this time asking, Lord, that you be with us, strengthen us, give us courage, give us boldness to stand against this war, to stand against the injustice that is going on. And we believe, Lord, that you are with us and that you will never forsake us as we stand for thousands of young people who have died because of an unjust war. We believe, Lord, that we are right today. We believe that we are right for standing for justice and equality. We believe that we are right
for They let you go.
Yeah, they wouldn't arrest me.
And we would like to remain within the law, but we certainly want to move orderly. In which direction?
Disperse.
And so we ask that all of you will take hands as we pray, as we do the prayer of dispersal. Let us all take hands as we do the prayer of dispersal.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, during this lynching season, we ask, God, that you be with us, that you guide us, that when we meet today at 2 at the Federal Plaza, that you will give us justice, that you will give us a voice that cries in the wilderness to let our people be saved that are in Iraq, our young men that are dying and need justice.
Amen.
And we need your help now.
Amen.
We ask that you change the mind of President Bush and those that are in council. Please, at this time,